From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Details are emerging today about yesterday's rescue mission in the jungle in Colombia. It was carried out by Colombian commandos disguised as guerrilla fighters with support from the United States. 15 hostages were rescued. In a moment, we'll hear about the three Americans freed after 5 years in captivity, and we'll also hear about the FARC, the rebel group that held those hostages and still holds hundreds of others. First, NPR's Tom Bowman is gathering information about the role the U.S. military played in the rescue operation.
Pentagon sources say the Colombians told the U.S. of the planned raid 2 weeks ago, and the American military was asked to provide help. That help was in the form of surveillance aircraft flying high above the jungle during the operation, with the ability to eavesdrop on guerrilla communications or electronically jam radios the FARC guerrillas use, a key tool once the operation was underway. U.S. Ambassador to Colombia, William Brownfield.
The essence of the operation was designed to minimize the ability of the individual FARC unit commanders to be able to communicate at the time the operation was going down. And that was the sort of technical assistance that obviously was made available to the Colombian armed forces.
More U.S. aircraft were on standby if needed, such as a powerful AC-130 gunship. None were called, and there were no American troops on the ground, Pentagon sources say. Pentagon officials were reluctant to talk about the operational details of the rescue mission, fearing that could interfere with future Colombian operations. They stress it was planned and carried out by the Colombians and praise the country's special operations soldiers. A dozen Colombian commandos in civilian clothes swept in on helicopters, disguised to look like those used by humanitarian groups to fool the guerrillas. Only when the hostages were airborne did they realize those aboard were from the Colombian military. Defense sources say that over the past several years, U.S. Special Forces soldiers on the ground worked to locate the hostages, and Ambassador Browning said he knows of recent sightings of the captives by the Colombian military.
Four occasions, February 16th, February 17th, February 18th, February 19th.
But no rescue attempts were mounted at the time. Defense officials say the U.S. provided important training and assistance over the years to the Colombian commandos, assistance, they say, that helped pave the way for the jungle rescue. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.